chapter 6.
Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit, teaching. And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Also he said to them, "In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Now King Herod heard of him, for his name had become what?
That's chapter 6 of Mark. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Quick message here, short message. We hear and read there that Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. So we either have unbelief or belief, doubt or faith. You know, let's have faith. Let's believe. Now, I'm saying this to myself, to just as I'm saying it to anybody, I need to work on this. You know, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. Remember Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and do it." What does that mean to do it? Just believe. Only believe. Deliverance and healing. So let's healing. We just believe. I'm healed. In Jesus' name. Jesus said, if my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. Let's just believe. It's not a trite thing to say if you're hungry, just eat. If you want to see the power of God, just believe. Amen.